Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. A sixth Georgia Tech executive has been fired after an audit into senior officials abusing their positions for personal gain. Today, the school president, Bud Peterson, announced the retirement of Pat McKenna, vice president for legal affairs and risk management. According to the AJC, an audit found McKenna approved another fired executive's paid position on the board of a company doing business with Tech in violation of conflict of interest rules. Other ousted Georgia Tech officials were accused of things ranging from golfing on company time to improperly diverting funds to giving a $50,000 raise to a friend for no documented reason. This year's rainfall all across Georgia is breaking records. That's putting aging city sewer systems to the test. As GPB's Cindy Hill reports, many are not up for the challenge.
Columbus, Macon, and Albany have experienced sewage spills this year, making some rivers unsafe for fishing, boating, and swimming. Since January, Albany's had 8 significant spills into the Flint. Gordon Rogers is the Flint Riverkeeper. He says city sewer systems can be overwhelmed by stormwater runoff.
The problem is the combination of the two. The solution is the separation. And if you're completely replumbing a city that's got all the buildings and all the pavement and all of that, it is a long, drawn-out, expensive process.
Albany is working on a plan to fix the problem, but they still have to figure out how to pay for it. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill.
One of Athens' most respected civil rights leaders, Virginia Walker, died Tuesday. The Athens Banner-Herald reports that Walker played an important role in establishing several organizations in the city, including the Athens Neighborhood Health Center, Family Counseling, and the Miriam Moore Community Center. She also led efforts to get a bridge built across the North Oconee River to the black neighborhoods of East Athens, at a time when basic government services like water and sewer lines were not in place. Virginia Walker was 72 years old. A rare 1966 letter from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is up for auction. The one-page typed letter, never before seen by the general public, contains King's thoughts on the Vietnam War a year before he publicly spoke out against it. Era Blackney, the recipient of the letter, sold it in an online auction last week for $6,500. Now it's being auctioned again with requests for a starting bid of $95,000. A California-based memorabilia dealer is trying to flip the letter. Blackney says she reached out to different institutions to see if they were interested in the letter, but never heard back. And the Georgia State Patrol issued close to 1,000 citations for violating Georgia's new hands-free law last month. That does not include tickets issued by other agencies. Georgia's new law means drivers cannot hold or touch their phones while driving unless it is to push a single button to make, answer, or hang up a call. The penalty for violating the law is a $50 fine and a point on your license for the first offense. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB.